Welcome to Her Art Podcast, a project for art lovers, especially art created by women. In this episode, we will talk about Kathy Kollwitz, a true icon of pacifism and class struggle. My name is Nata Andreev, and I'm going to tell you 7 curious facts that you didn't know about the artist that could only be described by one term: individualism. Her eyes exuded a suggestive power. Kathy had a certain way of looking at people. Curious fact number one. In 1919, she became the first woman in the modern era to be elected to the Persian Academy of Arts. After the Accademia dei Lincei in Rome and the Académie Royale in Paris, the Persian Academy of Art was the oldest institution of its kind in Europe, with a similar mission to other royal academies of that time. Later, she became the first woman professor there. She took up teaching in 1928. Curious fact number two. Recognizing her talent, Kollwitz's father arranged for her to begin lessons in drawing and copying plaster casts when she was 12. At 16, she began making drawings of working people, the sailors and peasants she saw in her father's offices. Wishing to continue her studies at a time when no colleges or academies were open to young women, Kollwitz enrolled in an art school for women in Berlin. Curious fact number three. Kathy lost her younger son Peter on the battlefield in World War I in October 1914, prompting a prolonged depression. By the end of the year, she had made drawings for a monument to Peter and his fallen comrade. She destroyed the monument in 1919 and began again in 1925. The memorial title, The Grieving Parents, was finally completed and placed in the Belgian cemetery of Roggeveld in 1932. Curious fact number four. The Weavers was exhibited publicly in 1898 to wide acclaim as one of Kathy's most famous painting. But when Adolf Menzel, a German realist artist, nominated her work for the gold medal of a famous German art prize, Kaiser Wilhelm II withheld his approval. He said, "Orders and symbols of honor belong to the chest of deserved men." Curious fact number five. Kollwitz was a committed socialist and pacifist who was eventually attracted to communism. In 1933, after the establishment of the National Socialist regime, the Nazi Party authorities forced her to resign her place on the faculty of the Akademie der Kunst following her support of the Dringer Appell. The urgent call for unity was an appeal to defeat the Nazis. Her work was removed from museums. Although she was banned from exhibiting, one of her mother and child pieces was used by the Nazis for propaganda. On her 17th birthday, she received over 150 telegrams from leading personalities of the art world, as well as offers to house her in the United States, which she declined for fear of provoking reprisals against her family. Kathy died just 16 days before the end of the war. Curious fact number six. Kollwitz made a total of 275 prints in etching, woodcut, and lithography. Virtually the only portraits she made during her life were images of herself, of which there are at least 50. These self-portraits constitute a lifelong, honest self-appraisal. They are psychological milestones. Curious fact number seven. More than 40 German schools are named after Kollwitz. 4 museums in Berlin, Cologne, and Moritzburg, and the Kathy Kollwitz Museum in Kokkelare are dedicated solely to her work. The Kathy Kollwitz Prize was established in 1960. Thank you so much for listening to the 3rd episode of Her Art Podcast, a project for art lovers, especially art created by women. If you want to follow more of what we do, find us on Facebook and Instagram. And don't forget to tune in next month when I'm going to tell you about Maria Primachenko, the Ukrainian artist that made Picasso bow down. See ya!